Baskerville homecoming. Kyle Case, oh, he fooled them completely. Kyle Case stepped back, looked like he was going to pitch it to Brandon Moore on the two-point conversion, ran around the end into the end zone. There wasn't an Eagle within 4 yards of him. They did not see that coming at all. 5:32 to go, and we're 30-30. Let's go to break.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back. Clark Brock and Adam Kaharchek here at Deckerville Homecoming for Cruise 102. And what an exciting game this has been.
This is a good game to be at tonight. I'm just going to say it's been really exciting back and forth. And again, they're tied up again. It's just the whole night has just been at each other, and they've just been pushing hard to make the points. And you can't really even call who's going to win at this point, because it's been a close game.
The scary part of this for North Huron has been, Fumble, oh my.
This looks like it could be the game changer.
Be the game changer of the night.
North Huron running onto the field celebrating.
North Huron squibs. Kyle Case squibs the ball down just across the 30. The Deckerville player bends down, picks it up, takes about 3 steps. I couldn't see. I think maybe it was Nick Strzeski who submarined him, and the ball came out, and I think Strzeski landed on it. I'm not sure. But the Warriors take over, 1st and 10, on a Deckerville 29-yard line with 5:28 to go. And now it's a will of, can Deckerville stop them? Can North Huron score? And who runs the clock out? What a play of the game. Case up under center. Hands off to Moore, who hits the line. We'll see. A little extracurricular there.
Some tension going on.
It's getting a little bit heated at this point. Case handed off to Moore, and he hit that line, and about 3 Deckerville Eagle players there grab him, and they're pushing him backwards, and the officials didn't blow the whistle. I don't know if they were thinking that Moore might break loose or what, but a little tension at the end is a little pushing and shoving going on, but officials just say, calm down, boys. Let's play through, and no game. 2nd and 10. 2nd and 10 at the 30 for the Warriors. We'll see what happens. Clock continues to run. We're down to 4:40 to go. Case under center. Face to Strzeski. Hands out to Brandon Moore, running hard on that outside. I can't see who's over there. I see number 10 and number 33 for the Eagles. Patello and Danny Wolf bring Brandon Moore down as Kyle Case kind of faked it in, handed off to Brandon Moore, ran around that corner, picked up about 5. We're at 3rd and 5. I'm sure this is 4-down territory. Warriors spread the field. 2 wide to the right, 2 wide to the left. What do we got? We've got Gallet and the Wildcat. Oh, he was standing a couple yards deeper than normal. They went to a Wildcat and put Dalton Gallet deep, and the snap just barely got to him, and by the time he bobbled it and picked it up, there were 2 Deckerville Eagles there. Dropped him for about a yard loss. We're going to call it 4th and a long 6, almost 7. And that's too bad. They tried something different. Coach Fisher's going to pull all the stops out.
Yeah, and after that fumble, you can definitely see them, Deckerville, ramping up their defense to try to keep North.
Yeah, here we go. This could be the play of the game. If North Huron could get a 1st down, they're right there. Kyle Case is back, and he keeps it. Kyle Case and the quarterback keep going down the field. He's not going to get to the end zone, but what a run. Kyle Case from the 30 inside the 10, inside the 5. First in, goal, North Huron. It was designed pass play. Case looks up the field. There's nothing there. He takes off running, and the Eagles had overplayed it to the other side, and he runs it down inside the 5 for a first down, North Huron. First in, goal. We have an official timeout. I'm not sure what that's all about, but we're set to go. First and goal for the Warriors inside the 5. Case moves up under center. Strzeski and Moore behind him. Here we go. He's letting the clock run down. Case takes the snap. Hands off to Brandon Moore. Oh, those two Eagles are there. He's fighting hard. We've got four Eagles piling on him as he's struggling. I don't know if he quite got back to the line of scrimmage. Number 11, Stoliker, was the first man there, and you didn't know if he was going to bring him down. Brandon didn't get quite a head of steam up, and it's going to be second and goal from the 5 now.
Yeah, Brandon was trying, but when you have at least, when you have four people on you trying to bring you down, it's hard to move even if you really wanted. So you can't blame him for being taken down in that one, but he was definitely pushing.
Yep, head of steam, fighting hard, trying to get there. We'll lean out the window and see what we can see. Kyle Case under center. Case throws it. Oh,
just over his head.
He's intended for Brandon Moore, and it just a little behind him over his head. He couldn't quite get his hand on it. He had a step behind the receiver. It was a play that could have been made, but he doesn't get there. Third and goal from the 5. This is definitely four down territory. There's no question they'll go for it if they don't get there. A little bit of player change. Coach Fisher's changing the personnel a little bit. The officials are going to change and bring a dry ball in. It's getting damp out there. They stopped the clock on the incomplete pass. 2:01 to go in the game. If North Huron happens to get in these next two plays, it's going to be tough for Deckerville to come back and score. We'll see what happens. Case in the shotgun. Moore and Strzeski. Case hands off to Moore, and boy, the Eagles were just floating. And I got to tell you, the defensive coordinator from Deckerville, I was watching him down there, and as the Warriors broke the huddle and go up, he's screaming and hollering at his players, they're going left, they're going left. And he was right. He had it read. And handed off to Brandon Moore going left, and no gain yet. We're still sitting on the 5-yard line. Now it's fourth and goal from the 5. The Warriors have ran 3 plays for -1. Deckerville players are urging the crowd to get behind them. Let's fire it up and go. The clock's running. 1:19. What's going to happen? Case on the quarterback keep. No, he pitches it to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore changes field.
Too many people on him. He's brought down.
Too many Eagles. There was a whole swarm. You might as well give that tackle to 8 Deckerville Eagles. By the time he swung around on that pitch, he took the pitch at about the 7 and got to the 5, got to the 3, got pushed back, broke away, and they were there. And they dropped him back at about the 14. And Deckerville's going to take over on downs. 1:08 to go in the game. Tied 30-30. 3 timeouts left for Deckerville. I believe it's 2 for North Huron. And if Deckerville's going to score, they're going to have to do one of 2 things. They're either going to have to throw the ball down the field or break a big play. And North Huron has Alex Bumba playing deep center field right now, saying, don't let it happen, don't let it happen. Hagel on the quarterback keep. Oh, he's running for big yards. Kyle Case trips him up, and Pagel's on the ground. Kyle Case took his legs out from underneath him, and Pagel's on the ground. We got an official timeout. Picked up good yardage as he moved out across the 25 to the 26, but he's on the ground right now. Kyle Case just had no choice but to shoot at him, and there he's up. He's up, looks to be okay, but I'm not sure what